Step 3, and I cannot stress this enough, run lots and lots of attack ads. This has always worked for me. Some people say that going negative and running attack ads is just bad for our country. I say that those people have voted to raise taxes 95 times and are probably from Massachusetts. In fact, a certain magazine recently ranked those people the number one most incorrect and probably gay people in Massachusetts, and the number one most personally against John Hodgman. So, who are you going to trust, me or the probably gay Massachusetts residents who are against me? I have run about 500 attack ads this year. I expect that I will buy even more airtime next year because my enemies are getting stronger. As a template for your own efforts, I'm happy to provide for you here, for the first time on audio disc, the scripts of 3 of my most successful attack ads.
Borderline irresponsible.
That's what friends of John Hodgman are saying about Jonathan Colton.
Last weekend, Jonathan Colton agreed to look in on John Hodgman's cats when he was in Montreal.
Fact is, he didn't. Even though the record shows that Colton has his own cat.
So he obviously knows how to take care of one.
Something just doesn't add up.
Cat out of the bag, Mr. Colton. John Hodgman is a better choice.
When John Hodgman found a stray cat on 105th Street last week, he worked tirelessly to find it a home.
He even took it to the vet for a checkup.
Fact is, John Hodgman is working hard for cats. All cats. Not just the ones he owns.
Borderline irresponsible.
Irresponsible.
Doesn't add up.
Add up.
Cat out of the bag.
The bag. Does Jonathan Colton sound like someone you want to cat sit for you?
Henrietta Pussycat says, meow, 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 meow. No way, meow, meow.
Paid for by the friends of John Hodgman.
I ran this next ad a few years ago when I was taking a former subletter of mine to court for not paying his back rent, which I then had to pay.
What's going on with Felipe Oliveira?
When John Hodgman needed a subletter for his apartment, Oliveira said he was the man for the job.
But his resume tells a different story.
Turns out, Oliveira was not just a local waiter, but also a Portuguese hypnotist.
Say what?
Turns out, Felipe Oliveira also goes by the name of Phil Moore.
Run that by me again?
What Oliveira doesn't want you to know is that when he skipped out on $1,200 worth of back rent, Hodgman's landlord described Oliveira as a deadbeat.
Deadbeat.
And said that Oliveira had been caught masturbating out the window.
Masturbating out the window.
On 2 separate occasions.
Cat out of the bag, Mr. Oliveira. John Hodgman is a better choice.
He has never practiced hypnosis, never used an alias, and has only masturbated out the window once.
Oliveira, deadbeat, masturbator, hypnotist.
Grant John Hodgman a summary judgment against Felipe Oliveira and let him move on with his life.
After all, it's time to rebuild, not masturbate out the window.
Paid for by the friends of John Hodgman.
And now here's a third, an ad I ran in the Saratoga Springs, New York area just after my wife and I were married.
$700.
That's how much the Delia Hotel in Cold Spring demanded as a deposit to cater John Hodgman's wedding.
$700.
That's how much it cost to reserve the main dining room, which the Delia Hotel said could hold 200 people.
Fact is, the Delia would be lucky if the dining room could hold 100 people.
Fact is, the Delia lied, and when John Hodgman asked for his deposit back, the Delia Hotel suddenly stopped returning his calls.
$700.
Is that the going rate for a swindle?
$700.
Or is that the money the Delia needs to continue to house a coven of evil witches?
Greedy. Lying. Doesn't return phone calls.
The Delia Hotel. Is it full of witches?
Paid for by the friends of John Hodgman.
I hope this has proved instructive. Naturally, these messages have been paid for by the friends of John Hodgman, and they have been approved by me, John Hodgman.